Hi everybody, the Complex PTSD guy here. I'll start out by saying I'm not a doctor or psychiatrist, I'm just a guy living with complex PTSD, and I'm sharing my own ideas, experiences, and opinions on this podcast. I wanted to also point out in relation to delayed gratification, and one thing in particular that I'm surprised I didn't think to mention in relation to that, which falls in line quite well with a project, so doing a project and having the appreciation for it afterwards, is something that the woman who diagnosed my complex PTSD, the therapist who diagnosed me, one thing that she had recommended, and it's very on point, is that camping, which I've mentioned before, if you go camping, that in itself is a project. And you get there's a lot of delayed gratification that goes into camping because it takes time to set up a tent, for example. It takes time to build a fire, like a campfire, a little campfire. It takes time if you actually were to catch a fish and, you know, skin it and eat it, if you were to actually do that. It takes time to do things properly. It takes time to know how to set up a proper campsite if you actually go out onto like a forest or somewhere. You know, there's certain things to do and there's proper ways of doing it. But the activity itself, it takes time to do those things. But the delayed gratification in the process of doing all of that, it's the moment of appreciation when you can sit there and, you know, watch something cooking on the campfire. It's sitting there and looking up at the stars. You know, once you finish doing everything and everything sort of settled, it's that delayed gratification. The fact that you took all this time to do this and you're savoring the moment. It's a good... Camping is just good overall. It's something that my therapist actually personally recommended. She also said fish alone are very calming. So like if you have a fish tank with fish in it, you know, just watching the fish swim around. I always think of a koi pond when I think of something that usually calms me down. And if I were to have my own home with my own yard, you know, my own property, I would probably have a koi fish pond, like just a little, you know, 6x6 thing or something, or some little thing that had koi fish in it with lily pads or something. And some people have Japanese gardens, you know, just something to remind you of peacefulness and calm, like a Zen garden. But if you've never seen a Japanese garden, you know, like Japanese maple trees and a little bridge over a koi pond type thing. Something as simple as that, just to remind you of calm. But getting back to camping is a project. And that's different. That's different than just something to calm you down and help you focus. A project helps remind you of the importance of taking your time with things and not being impulsive. Because if you go camping, impulsivity is not going to work with going camping. You know, if you can't build your tent or something and you just give up, obviously the whole trip would be ruined, right? If you were to just give up. So it's that concept of not giving up, because when we're impulsive, in a lot of ways, if you're avoiding things, you're giving up. So that, you know, it's that hanging in there and seeing something through is very important. So a project of any kind, like I said, 1,000-piece puzzle, putting together model airplane or a little model like sailboat, things like that, something that's a project. A garden, again, could be a project, because you get the fruits of your labor at the end of it. That's the whole point. Is the fruits of your labor. I would say be particular about the project you do, because you don't want to do something that's a turnoff or that's going to maybe, it's going to be something that maybe you won't have enough time for. So like if you did have a garden takes a lot of time and dedication. So a camping trip, the reason this might be the perfect thing is it's something you could do once a year. It's not something you have to dedicate 6 months to, right? Like maybe a garden, or at least 3 months to. It might not be 6 months, but 3 months. When I did gardening, I actually started from indoors, and it started in late February with seeds. So I did a seed garden, so that's a little bit different. And it went all the way through like late July or August when I was still picking things. So it was a longer period of time when I did it. But again, something like camping or putting together a puzzle or working on a model airplane, those are little projects that you can do, and then you appreciate it. Like it's something that you enjoyed it. It took time, you know, so it's just a good example of something that it's a delayed gratification, or it's a way to learn restraint. It's a way to learn the value of, you know, putting time into something. So I just wanted to stress that, because camping is probably one of the best ones. It's something that I don't do. I grew up where our family had a lake house, and building a bonfire, like I always say bonfire, it's more of a campfire. You know, building a campfire was always fun. But we never had a tent to set up. So I think even if you did it in your own yard, you know, you could, if you have yard space to set up a tent and just have like a little camp out in your backyard, you know, there's all types of things where you can do a project and later reap the rewards or the appreciation of a project. There's a lot of things that you can do. So I just wanted to share that. This is the Complex PTSD Guy signing off.